This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
Now we've invited Grace to come up. She's going to tell us a little bit about what you do and what kind of work you kind of do for a living.
Great. Hello. First of all, I've been coming to Anchor for 3 years in December, and I'm part of the Stanmore GC. Woo! Thanks, guys. I work at a place called the Hub Studio, which is a place for actors to continue their training post-drama school, and I'm also an actor.
That's really cool. There's not a lot of actors out there. And why did you decide to become an actor?
Oh, this wasn't in the preparation.
It's interesting.
Just very quickly, I had a real burning desire to do this growing up. In my old church, they asked me to recite. They were studying Mark for 10 weeks, and they asked me to recite the Bible passage each week. And until that point, I was kind of like, where does Christianity and acting sit? How can that mesh? And by doing those passages each week, I realized the power of trying to bring the word to life and make people better realize that it happened in real time, in a real place. Just because it happened 2,000 years ago doesn't mean that it's just these characters that never were. Then I was like, I am going to drama school.
That's awesome. And you kind of spoke a little bit to that, but how have you integrated your faith with what you do as an actor?
Yeah, cool. I think, first of all, at the Hub Studio, there's two ministries that are running. One is to help people learn lines. Acting can be a really lonely industry to be a part of. If you're not in a gig, then you can feel very disconnected. The rates of anxiety and depression are quite high, particularly because of financial instability. But also, I think it's a lack of spending too much time by yourself. And so helping actors run lines, that's just a really practical thing. But it's really hard to ask someone or to have that person you feel comfortable enough to continually ask, do you mind if I run lines with you for half an hour and take up half an hour of your day? This is an opportunity to just kind of love people, to give them the time and to be listening to their needs kind of thing. And also on a Friday morning every fortnight, which Rowan comes to, there's a prayer meeting for creatives at the Hub Studio or for anyone who feels passionate about praying for that. But I guess I see my whole role at the Hub Studio as a ministry kind of role to make actors feel seen and valued and to be listening for when Jesus wants me to talk about him.
That's really cool. Really awesome. I also would like to ask you about what kind of recent mission opportunities have you had in these kind of specific kind of things that you've been running through the Hub Studio?
Yeah. I think, just in the last 2 weeks, there's been opportunities to talk about Jesus with some of the coaches, which has been really cool. On Wednesday, a director called up. He coaches at the Hub. And he was asking about something to do with the Hub, but then he was like, oh, I've been thinking about you recently because of your faith. And he just said one of the actors, he's directing a play, and one of the actors is playing a Christian, and she's retelling the story of Lazarus intellectually rather than emotionally. And he was just talking about the way that the story of Lazarus, he said, it makes me tingle, it's so beautiful. And that was a really amazing thing to hear, because he's in his 50s and he's been very mistreated by the church because of his homosexuality. And I've known for a while, because he's been quite vocal about his views against Christianity, how he feels about God. And to just have that conversation where I kind of just knew that it was important to just listen to what he was saying, because I think he's been told that his experience of the Bible is invalid because of his homosexuality. And so, to just listen to that. And then he was talking about how beautiful it is that Jesus loves Jesus the man loves the insignificant. And so I shared with him I rewrote the story of the bleeding woman, just not rewrote it. Well, I just told it from a woman's perspective and filmed it a couple of weeks ago. And so I sent it to him. And I think that, something lovely went on. I don't really know what it was, but when I hung up the phone, I was just like, wow, I had nothing to do with that. Like, God just really, God really moved. And I don't really know how he did, but I feel that he did.
That's so awesome. That's really cool, Grace. That's dope. The last question I have for you is, how, as a church family, how can we love, care, support you, pray for you as you go about the work that you're doing here in Sydney for Jesus?
That's really lovely. Going back to the story of Lazarus, like, I think It's so miraculous that he brought Lazarus back to life, but it's also incredible that he wept for Lazarus, knowing that he's about to bring him back to life. Like, he is the great empathizer. And I feel like storytelling, that is one of the power, like the great power of storytelling is to create empathy. And so just that more stories that move people to think, why are they here? Why are we here on earth? To fight against distraction of like social media and whatever. And also just in terms of time, I feel because the Hub Studio is a small business, I've probably got too much responsibility than I should have, and so that makes me stressed. Endearing. And so then I'm less open, and I don't listen as well to the actors that come through. So if you can pray against, just time management, that would be great.
Awesome. Can I pray for you? Great. Please join me in praying for Grace. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your daughter, Grace. I thank you, God, that you have created her with gifts and talents to tell stories and to communicate your gospel, Lord, in creative and new ways, Father. Lord, I just pray for Grace as she goes about her work as an actor and also as someone that works at the Hub Studio, Lord. Father, I pray that you would give her everything that she needs, Lord, whether it be strength for when she's tired or discernment when she is having conversations with people. Father, I pray that you would give her wisdom as she navigates the world of acting in Sydney with egos and with just all the different pressures, God, for the general sense of struggle of sense of self-worth as a creative, God. I just pray, Lord, that you would be with Grace, Lord, that you would that she would know that she is a child of yours first and foremost, Lord, that that she is, you've given her everything that she needs, Lord, to do the work that you've called her to. And Father, I pray that as a church body, we would support Grace and the work that she's doing through the prayer group and through the running of the Lions. Lord, I pray that you would just surround Grace with your favour and with your blessing as she does your work here in Sydney in the acting world. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.